turkey. Oh, cornbread stuffing, sweet potato pie. This is what I call a Thanksgiving feast.
Well, just tell me, how many of your boys are staying for the holidays?
I guess between 3 and 5.
Now, I didn't ask you to guess. I need a number.
It keeps changing, man. The flu's going around. My boys are sick.
Well, tell them to go eat chicken broth over at Student Health. I don't want them here spreading germs. Health department come by there, board me up in a minute. Miss Vinson, I can't see your face without smiling.
Oh, Mr. Gaines. Oh, I'm sorry, but I still don't know how many girls from Gilbert are staying this weekend.
Well, you better have a number.
Well, 2 for sure, but a couple of others have been getting sick.
With that pesky flu? Well, don't you worry about a thing. Just send your girls right over here for some of my turkey noodle soup. Those germs will be gone before the spoon hits their lips.
Right. How come her girls will have to drag themselves down to Student Health?
Because I like her.
Thank you, Mr. Gaines. Oh, Walter, are we still leaving at 3? I told Eric I'd be home 9:30.
You tell Eric to be in your porch at 9:27:15. And if he's half a second late, you're riding all the way to New York with moi.
Have a happy Thanksgiving, Mr. Gaines.
Same to you. Who's Eric?
Her boyfriend.
Let me give you some advice. Are you crazy? What you must be, driving the woman you love to some other man in your own car. Well, I hope he's gonna pay for the gas.
Would you give me just a little bit of credit? It's gonna be a nice long ride to New Jersey. Just Jaleesa and me. Hey, man, we'll take the scenic route. Maybe stop at a Cozy Inn for some supper. By the time she gets home, she'll be going like, who's that man on my porch?
Son, after 6 hours in a car, you're gonna stink. Now, if you want any kind of future with this girl, put her on a boat.
Walter, you gotta help me.
Why can't you ever just say hi?
No, Walter, it's not my fault this time. My ride to New York is sick. I got him out of bed, rolled him down the stairs, stuffed him behind the wheel. The brother's too weak to shift in the first gear.
I'd like to help you, buddy, but my car's full.
No, Walter, there's a big football game tomorrow, and I got a date with Big Butt Brenda from the Bronx.
No can do, brother.
Walter, if I don't get home by Thanksgiving, my mother's gonna kill me.
Here, this will be enough to get you there by bus.
I knew you'd come through.
Hey, but the trip back is on your mama.
Aren't you supposed to be 10,000 feet in the air?
I was flying standby, and that's exactly what I was doing when the plane took off. Standing by.
Freddie, why don't you come home with me for Thanksgiving?
No, I messed up. I should stay here by myself and suffer the consequences of my own foolishness and irresponsibility.
Okay, it's too bad, though. Plenty of good food at my place. Good company. You could finally meet Eric. Maybe even sit next to him.
Could probably really check him out if I sat across from
him. You don't even have to take me to New York. Just near New York.
Maine?
New Hampshire? Michigan? Hey, you don't even have to stop. Just slow down and I'll jump out. I've done it before. Whitley, every bus in the state of Virginia is booked. I guess my mom is out shopping for a new son now.
Well, we won't adopt you, but Kimberly and I'd be happy to have you down with us in the pit. You can carve the turkey roll.
What are you staying here for? I thought you'd be in some sunny place that ends in E.T.
I had a choice. The juice bar with Mama, or Rio with Daddy and his Miss Junior cupcake.
Whoa, I could hang out with your pops. You still got your ticket?
Hello, Walter.
Whitley. Jaleesa! You're messing up my schedule. Forget packing. Just bring the whole closet.
All right, Walter. We're coming. We're ready.
Oh, I forgot my guitar. You mind if I play it in the car?
Wait, why is she gonna play the guitar in my car?
Asked her to come home with me.
Why'd you do that?
Walter, she had nowhere else to go.
That is no reason. The guitar rides on the roof.
No problem.
Fine with me.
Well, let's get out of here.
Goodbye, Walter. Say hi to the Statue of Liberty from me.
Get in the car.
Oh, my man!
You open your mouth, you ride with the guitar.
Happy Thanksgiving. Gobble, gobble. You better hustle your bustle. We don't want to miss Mr. Gaines' turkey on a stick.
I'm ready.
You're wearing that.
All right, I'll change.
Thank you. And how are things on the home front?
Oh, fine. They got the walnut out of Chucky's ear.
Well, he has something to be thankful for, doesn't he?
They're just sitting down to dinner now. In a minute, Mom's gonna bring out the turkey to the table. And Dad'll say, look at the legs on that bird. I'm talking about your mama, not the turkey. Tells that same old stupid joke every year. And then Mama slaps him with the pot holder. And everybody.
Kim, now. We'll have none of that. Hey, dude, blah, blah, blah. Don't rub, you get all red and puffy.
Never miss Thanksgiving. I want to go home.
Kim, stop. What's the big deal about Thanksgiving anyway? Everybody's sitting around trying to choke down some dried up old bird.
My mom makes good bird.
T.T. sitting at Mama's feet, wagging her tail. Mama saying, T.T., breast meat by me.
Bet there's no wings on a turkey roll.
Mama's sitting at one end of the table, and Daddy's sitting way at the other end. And me sitting across from old Uncle Percy, wondering if he's gonna wake up before his head hits the table. There won't be any more Thanksgivings like that now, will there?
Hate the pit.
We're pitiful.
Pathetic.
Gotta get out of here.
God, this dorm is so depressing.
Got to go someplace. Leave our blues at the door. Someplace fun.
You know a fun place?
I know of many fun places. The Huckleberry Inn. They have a wonderful baked Alaska.
Oh, I'm not into desserts on fire. We need a place where we can party, some excitement.
This is our ticket to fun. An ID.
Even better, a fake ID. This is the worst Thanksgiving I've ever had.
Kimberly, think positive.
I'm positive. This is the worst Thanksgiving I've ever had.
Good evening, ladies. Can I get you something?
Beer, please.
ID, please.
Oh. Here you go.
Naomi Cunningham. You're 26?
I use a lot of moisturizer.
Too much.
Let me get you ladies something a little more interesting than a couple beers. Our Thanksgiving special, Pilgrim Colada.
Oh, terrific! I haven't had one of those in years.
Yeah.
Kimberly, stop making giggle eyes at that salesman.
How do you know he's a salesman?
Now, that suit's got slash prices written all over it. We did not come here trolling for men.
Speak for yourself.
Okay, fine. I'll just sit back and enjoying the musical styling of the Duarte brothers while you bob for idiots.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, senores y señoras. Bob and I need to let our fingers cool down for a few minutes. So if you do the same with your feet, yo, we'll be back in five.
Voila. Thanks for the dance.
Thanks, I had fun. Aren't you the little dancing machine? Like a thing you wore your boogity boogity shoes.
Where's my pilgrim clatter?
It took a little trip. Down the hatch. Look at that Ramon. I think he and I could make beautiful music together.
I thought you said we weren't trolling for men.
Go with the flow, honey.
Gilbert, are you okay?
I'm in rare form. Ramon, that's Spanish, isn't it?
Oh, it certainly is. And I do like the way you say it.
Oh, Ramon.
You know, when Bob returns, I'll be happy to play anything you like.
Well,
you know Spanish. Would you like to sing along while we play La Bamba?
I'm afraid I couldn't. My Espanol's not as bueno as it seems.
Oh, it's bueno enough for me.
Para bailar la bamba. Para bailar la bamba. Se necesita una poca de gracia.
Poca gracia.
Una poca de gracia. De mi pastilla. Arriba, arriba.
She done all the
hey, look, I don't think so, baby.
Hey, I do.
Hey, come on, get your own girl.
All right, come on, take your hands off her right now. You all right?
What are you, a father?
No, but if you don't stop behaving yourself, I might start acting like yours.
Oh, I'm scared now.
Where you think? Yeah, come on.
Hey, look, man, she don't go till I say so, all right?
Behave yourself.
You don't be treating women like this. What's wrong with you?
Check, please.
Kimberly, thank you so much for driving. The way my hands are shaking, I couldn't have held the steering wheel. Did we lose the colonel at the last light?
I think he knows where we live.
Well, think of a story that sounds logical. Think of something bad.
You think of something. You're the one that was twisting and shouting.
Hey! I have to go to the bathroom.
Not now, you don't.
Colonel Taylor, allow me to explain. That wild woman back there at the lounge was not really me. I mean, it was me, but it wasn't. What I mean is, you know the story of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde?
I do.
There, too, a perfectly lovely, well-behaved, even reserved human being drinks a potion. Not unlike a pilgrim collider. He turns into a raving lunatic.
Miss Gilbert, there was no alcohol in that drink.
Excuse me?
Pilgrim Colada has no alcohol in it. It's on the kiddie menu. Oh, you find that funny, do you, Miss Reese? Or is it Miss Cunningham?
Neither one of us finds it funny, sir.
Mm-hmm. Well, in case you run into another identity crisis, I'll just relieve you of that phony ID.
Yes, sir.
This is not possible. There had to be something in that drink besides pumpkin mush. Why else would I act like a lounge lizardess?
Maybe you were just having a little fun.
No, that can't be it. I'm so ashamed of myself.
Oh, come on now. Except for scuffing up a couple of tabletops, I didn't see any real harm done.
You're just saying that.
No, I'm not. Hey, I've been in the Army for, what, 25 years? I spent a lot of time away from home. Oh, and those holidays, they're the roughest. They're the roughest. It's easy to lose your decorum when you're trying to just cheer yourself up.
Well, sir, I bet you never shimmied in public.
I wouldn't bet money on that.
Colonel Taylor!
There was a time when...
Lady! You're not due back until Sunday.
Well, I love my relatives. They're wonderful people. I look forward to seeing them again next year.
Good evening, Miss Bostick.
Good evening.
I've just been going from dorm to dorm, making sure everything is all right. Everything all right?
Oh, great.
Fine.
All right. Everything's all right. Good night, lady.
Good night.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, night, sir.
Thank you, sir.
I'm so exhausted.
Me too.
By the way, I don't believe one word he said. But since the building is still standing, I won't ask any questions till tomorrow.
What a hideous night.
It wasn't hideous. It was fantastic.
Oh, I'm sure you just love watching your roommate shake her way into the Fool's Hall of Fame.
Whitley, I had a great Thanksgiving. It's all because of you.
Really?
Yeah. You had to work hard. And I was determined to be miserable.
Well, Heb, you'd know I just did that so you'd have a good time.
Of course. Listen, if I have to cancel my Christmas plans, can I hang out with you?
I don't think so. I'll be touring with Bob and Ramon.
Next year, I'm spending Thanksgiving at the hospital. That way, when my sister's kids go, can Uncle Walter give us a horsey ride? I'll already be in traction. You know, your friend Eric ain't half ugly. He's a tall brother, too. Woo! What is he, about 7 foot? 7 foot three?
Walter, he was standing on the porch.
Oh. So he's what, about 4 foot six? 4 foot eight? I'm just glad you two had an amorous weekend. You two did have an amorous weekend. I know, it's none of my business.
Would you watch the roll, please?
I'm watching the roll. I'm just trying to make some conversation. We can talk about something altogether different. Have you seen the ice capades recently?
Well, Thursday, Eric came over for Thanksgiving dinner. On Friday, he took me dancing. On Saturday, we went shopping at the mall, and this afternoon, we broke up.
Oh, that's too bad. Yeah, that's too bad.
Well, it just wasn't working for me. I mean, between the distance and everything, it was just too much, you know?
So you broke it off. It's never easy when a relationship ends.
Well, I think I'll be just fine, Walter.
I'm sure you will.
Did you guys get all of that?
Yep.
Yeah, I thought so.